have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Do you have an upcoming event? Well, I encourage you to book Beyond Defense Family for an amazing experience. Beyond Defense is a talented group of men and women who have toured the world to display their talents of song and ministry. Did I forget to mention multi-award winners? They're your one-stop shop for making your event the best in the city. Book Beyond Defense today at beyonddefense.org. Click menu, then contact. Beyond Defense, your audience will thank you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
I don't
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio. Welcome again. Beyond the Fence is in the building. Did y'all miss us? We missed you. We've been on the road. We've been touring. And we're just so happy to be back with you all tonight. Shout out to Elations Radio, the Elations family, Kimmy Kim. If you're hearing another voice, that's right. It's me, the co-host, Shay Samuels, filling in for your host, your main man, David Benson. And we will be hearing from him shortly. But we just want to say we miss you. We love you. We love you. We love you. Coach David Benton is traveling with a few friends of his, and he has stopped in the building just to say hello. So I'm going to go ahead and ask if Coach David Benton is in the building. Coach David Benton, are you in the building?
Yes, 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 I am in the building.
Coach David Benton.
Yes, yes, thank you, thank you. Yes, hey, how doing? I'm up here in Las Vegas. I'm getting it in. Me and my fellas, we up in here. We in Las Vegas right now. We getting it crunk, and we went to the Las Vegas Raiders game and the Minnesota Vikings, and it was a good experience. We had a lot of fun. The guys went to the Rick Ross concert, and we got it in. So, you know, I'm up here right now and I'm with my fellas. Fellas, y'all want to say hello to the people? You heard what it is. That's what we do. My people from Rochdale.
Sound like y'all having a good time.
Having fun. So, I will be listening in. Love y'all.
We love you too, Coach David Benton. Thank you for stopping in, and I'm glad that you guys will be listening. Shout out to you and your guys. Y'all keep having a good time, and I know that they will enjoy the show. So we will talk to you soon. Ladies and gentlemen, again, that was Coach David Benton. We are filling in for him tonight. So if you're just tuning in and you don't hear David Benton's voice, know that I'm holding it down. Shay Samuels, Coach Shay, is holding it down. But we do have some other special guests in the building tonight, so I'm going to go ahead and introduce those guests as well. And we just want to get this show started. So do we have G-Will? Are you in the building?
G-Will is in the building, and I'm smiling. What's going on, Shay? Yeah, you know what
that's
it
right.
is.
That's right. You know what it is. G-Weezy, what is what I call him. G-Will, how has your week been?
It has been great. Been out kicking it with the family. We actually just had dinner earlier with my oldest daughter, Erica, and her youngest baby, her youngest son. And just relaxing, took the motorcycle out. We've been having beautiful weather the past couple of days. So got out for a ride, me and Wifey. Kicked it yesterday, took a ride up to the mountains, had dinner. It's been a good week.
I love it. Look, you're like, we ain't really do
yeah.
much. You know, we just took the motorcycle out. We went up to the mountains and enjoyed the sunset. And then I set her up on the mountaintop and put a blanket over her shoulder, pulled out the picnic basket.
That's a picnic basket. Yeah.
And I started singing a little bit of Brand New to her.
Right.
Well, it's good to have you on. Shout out
glad
to your
be
wife.
On. I appreciate it.
Faulkner. And
you,
I believe
you,
that we
you.
Also have Miss Alma. I'm sorry. Go ahead, G-Weezy.
Oh, no. I'm good. Go ahead.
Oh, I believe we also have Miss Alma nearly on. Let's find out if she's in the building. Miss Alma, are you in the building?
Miss Alma Neely is in the building.
Woo, 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 woo.
Mm-hmm. All right, all right.
Y'all, this is how we do it. You know, we could have decided tonight to go ahead and wait until Coach David Benton came back to have the show. But you know what? The show must go on while he's enjoying himself. Listen, we've been on radio for a couple of years, and every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Coach David Benton, if we're not at an event, he's the one holding it down. And so we get an opportunity tonight to really show that we, you know, that we can do it as well, that he can go out and enjoy himself, enjoy his friends, enjoy his family, and really get a chance to relax. The things that we tell the listeners to do as well. So, Miss Ama, I am so happy that you're on tonight. How has your week been?
Oh, thank you for having me. My week has been great. I got a chance to see my grands, and I'm doing just fine. The weather is beautiful, praise God, and
yeah.
I've just been doing dandy.
good.
Right,
I mean, yeah, it's been a great time. We're in separate parts of Georgia, but we've had some rain here and there. But we've had an opportunity to really just enjoy this cool weather. The breeze has been nice. So I can't wait to fall. Fall is like my favorite season of the year, but I can't wait until fall. Here in Georgia, the leaves don't change fast enough for me, though.
That's right. You're right.
So we're going to go on. Let me just make sure, because I know that we have one more person that may come on tonight. DB Jr., are you in the building? Okay, he may not be, but he may come on. If you are just tuning in tonight, and you don't hear Coach David Benton's voice, this is Shay Samuels, Coach Shay Samuels, the co-host, and we are having an amazing time already on Beyond the Radio. If you just tuned in, you've missed Coach David and his introduction. He's out there in Las Vegas having some fun with his boys. They done been to the Raiders game. They done been traveling. Y'all go ahead to Beyond the Radio Facebook page where you will see some of the snippets of him enjoying himself, because that's what it's all about. But we're going to have a good time tonight talking about the recap of our concert that we hosted on July 30th, 2022, right here in Lithonia, Georgia. So, G. Will, can you tell us a little bit about the experience of the concert?
Man, it was just exhilarating. I mean, the concert blessed me, and I think the people were blessed as well. Just the interaction with us and our, I'm not going to say congregation, but, you know, our fans, family and fans, and just, I just really enjoyed myself. I think God showed up in that place, because there was a song that I didn't know if I was going to make it through it. When I was singing "Lord I," it got to the third verse of the song. I was like, "Lord, I don't know if I'm gonna make it through this thing, man. I'm gonna need you to help me out."
Oh my goodness!
The energy, in that place was just high from beginning to end.
Yeah. It was an amazing time, you know, to know as independent artists that we can put something on to be that spectacular. We really wanted to set the bar high, not just for the people who were coming, but for ourselves, because really life should be all about growth, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. But before I go into that, Miss Ama, can you talk about your experience there at the BDF Tours 2022 concert in Lithonia, Georgia as well?
Yes, I can. Oh, my goodness. If you wasn't there, you missed a treat. It was awesome. God showed up from the beginning all the way to the end. And I just thank God that the people did come out. We had rain that night.
Yes.
And the people showed
yes.
up anyway. And the children were just fantastic. Fantastic. Oh, you missed it. You really missed the treat if you wasn't there. And I tell you, it was so heart-touching to see those babies, those children, perform, you know, in their ministry. It was just awesome. Especially the part that really got me was the flag twirlers. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
It was just beautiful. Oh, it's like it took you into another heaven. It was like you was in the glory of God, because my mind just went as they was praising the Lord and the angels were singing. I mean, it was just off the chain. And plus, it was just so profound, so professional, and I enjoyed every minute from the beginning to the end. And I want to give a big shout out to Miss Paula G. Oh, my God.
Yes.
She did a fantastic job. You would think we were actually on the television with the voice that she had. It was just fantastic. And everybody did a fantastic job, all the way down to BD Jr. I mean, it was beautiful. And the background, oh my goodness, the background, the backdrop, the scream, oh my goodness, everybody had a scene of their own. And I'm telling you, I was just blown away. I was so blown away. It's just like when I got home that night, I couldn't go to sleep because I was so hyped up. I'm telling you, I was hyped up. I couldn't go to sleep. And I told everybody about it. I said, you missed it. You missed it. You should have came. You missed it.
Wow. You know, it definitely was. It was a good experience for all of us. And the thing that I love, I guess what I would say I pick out the most was that, you know, you guys heard us say in 2018 we had a concert which kind of brought our labels together. So where I was Shea Samuels Music and then Beyond the Fence was Beyond the Fence Entertainment at the time, we bought the labels together and we ended up having a concert in 2018. And we always say it, we believe that having the right people at the right time in the right place can really create what G. Will was talking about earlier. It sets the atmosphere. And so it was a blessing, not just for us. We had people who were there in 2018 who came in 2022 and saw the growth. And that's what really enlightened me, was that I can sit back as one of the artists and the co-CEO of the label and see how far we actually have come from 2018 till today. And guess what? It's not over.
It's not over.
You know, people were saying it's the beginning, and it really wasn't the beginning. Our harvest and what we've been doing, I mean, think about it. Coach David started this label prior to all of us. So Beyond the Fence Enterprise has always been around. So that wasn't the beginning, is when he decided, I'm going to start this label, right? And then all the seeds that have been sown throughout the years, meeting new people, connecting with new people, building our music brand, building our apparel, building everything that we've built over the last couple of years, what you guys were able to see on that night, and I'm talking to the viewers and the listeners tonight, what you guys were able to see was a manifestation of all the seed that has been sown over the years. So for us, it's not the beginning. It's we've reaped a harvest, just a bit of the harvest of what we've sown over the couple of years. And so we do want to give a shout out to Insane for Christ. Miss Alma mentioned them. They were the flaggers and the dancers who put a lot of work into what they did. We want to give a great big shout out to Royal Dolls and Gents. They were the drum team that was there. And we also want to give a great big shout out to everyone who attended. There was not one person who did not leave there invigorated. G. Will, what were some of the responses you got coming outside of the concert?
Oh, man, just the people were just blown away, like you know, like you said, as far as being independent artists and putting on an event to this caliber. You know, I think people underestimated us, and it was like, man, y'all really did a fantastic job. You know, they really enjoyed the drum team, the dancers, and I mean, it was energetic. You know, the whole time, they just really had a good time. Like I said, people underestimated us, think they were coming to something. Oh man, we just gonna, you know, let's see what they doing. And really was like, wow, y'all really put on a great concert. Because, you know, you have different different sounds in the music. And then, you know, you had the drum line come through. We had Tommy Two Toes, the comedian. You know, it was this.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And then, like you said, Miss Alma with Paula G, with her hosting, she was the voice, you know. And it was just every response was real good. And, you know, even with my daughter, Lisa, when she sang, I had a lady come up, was like, hey, I have some songs, you know, could y'all sing my songs? I write music. And I was like, well, you know, I got to talk to my people, you know. You can't just be jumping out there doing people's stuff, you know. But all the responses were real good. And like I said, you know, people were blessed. And just to hear those responses blessed me as well. So, I mean, I was on high. I was like, wow, thank God. Thank God everything went great. You know, people enjoyed themselves. And people didn't, you know, sometimes you have an intermission, people will leave. But people, they stayed, you know, and it's like, hey, that's what you want. You know, you want the people to come. You want them to come and be blessed, enjoy themselves, not thinking that they're coming to a concert that's just going to, they're just going to get up here and do what they do and stand there. But no, we set the standard. So I think they'll be looking, people look forward to coming to every event that Beyond the puts on, whether it's a concert, just whatever we put on, because, you know, we do more than music. You know, even with me DJing, I still rep Beyond the Fence. Play our music, and people are like, man, what are you playing? Who is that you're playing? Oh, this Shay Sam. Oh, this, you know, the whole crew. DB Jr., David, you know, they play everybody's stuff. You know, just put us out there. Uh-oh, did I lose you?
Can you hear me?
Yes,
I would be remiss if I
can.
Okay,
I would be remiss if I did not give a shout-out to our New Jersey family. Right after the concert of Lithonia, David and I flew out to Philadelphia to get to Delaware, just to get to Jersey. So shout-out to our New Jersey family. Where we visited the Distro Festival, if they're on tonight, we want to say a great big shout-out to you guys. You guys will get a chance to hear our distributor on in a few weeks to talk a little bit about Distro Fest as well. But we've been busy, guys. If you're just tuning in again, we are talking and recapping the July 30th, 2022 Beyond the Fence tour 2022. As you all know, we have been on tour since early March. And look, what was supposed to be our finale in July 30th ended up being just a part of the concert. It's a part of the tour. We were supposed to stop right there, but it didn't happen that way. So people continued to call, and venues began to pick us up. And so we are clear on into 2024 at this point. And when we got to Jersey, I have to say again before the music break that when we got to Jersey, we, you know, we got a chance to be in front of a different audience at that point. And I'm going to tell you, the true test of any artist is being able to go universal. Mm-hmm. Listen, when you can bless people outside of the church just as much as you bless those inside the church, you're a powerful group of people. I can say that. Beyond the Fence as a label is not just about, when we say universal, we always say we're more than music. There's so many components to us, and I believe that's what people got, G. Will and Miss Alma, on July 30th.
Yes.
When you go, the fact that you can have a one-stop shop from you know, R&B gospel to soulful gospel to inspirational to even for DB Jr., very positive. He's a young man who could be doing anything in this world, but he's using his talent to inspire people all across the board, especially his age. So being there on a Saturday night and literally pouring his heart out in music, that's who we are as a label. We're truly going beyond our fence. So in Jersey, David got a chance to actually introduce one of his newest songs that will be coming out. Shout out to him again. Glasses in the Air will be coming out towards the end of August. But listen, he introduced that song, Miss Alma and G-Weezy.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you, those people went crazy. You hear me?
Wow.
Oh, I bet.
it was so good that I had to sit back. You know, normally I'm his hype man when we up on the stage together. But when I say he was so in his element, I had to sit back, grab the phone, and go live. He said, I don't even know when you started going live. To be honest with you, Coach David, I don't know when I went live either. I just know I had the phone in my hand. And you were going to town. But see, here's the thing about being in your element. There were people coming from everywhere. This place was packed, but it was so big of a park that they were scattered out all over. David brought people from everywhere. They were coming from behind trees. They were coming out of buildings. They were coming from the side of, you know, where the DJ was, and they were so in tune to what he had to say. So I'm excited about this song coming out. Again, it's entitled Glasses in the Candy. You guys will begin to see the promotion for that coming up this week. But he's been dropping some jewels. And so New Jersey, we want to give you guys a shout-out for showing us love and for allowing us to come into your state and take you beyond the fence. So we want to give a great big shout-out to that. So it's just amazing when you can do that. And then, G. Will, you had a chance to bless some people. I think it was Lonsdale Reunion.
Lonsdale, they have a homecoming, the Lonsdale community here in Knoxville, Tennessee. Every year there's a big homecoming to celebrate the community and the longevity of the community. And we had Saturday, we had the DJs out there. We had all different venues, and they usually have it at a big park, but they had it this year at the Emerald Youth Complex. And real good turnout, and I sang there Sunday for their gospel explosion. So we had different artists come in and sing and even minister. We had some ministers come up and speak, and it was a real good turnout for that as well. We actually had a little rain Saturday. Thought it was going to shut it down, but they came back that evening after it dried up a little bit, kept it moving. Like I said, I sang Sunday, and some people that didn't know that I sang, they came up to me. This one lady said that she was like, you just blessed me with that song. She was like, do you have any CDs or anything? And she was like, you know, I don't have any money. I was like, look, let me go. Here you go. Gave her my single, and I was just like, you know, bless you. And she was like, oh, I'm gonna give it to my she said it was her daughter that she's going to give it to and let her listen to it. And just bless folks. Like I said, folks that didn't know I could sing or hadn't heard me sing. I'm going to say it like that. Not just know I could sing, heard me sing. And it was just a blessing. It was a lady, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was a lady that where the heat, she passed out there. And one of the ladies that was on the stage singing just started praying for her right there on the spot. So, I mean, we outside. And like I said, you outside the church walls and people are still being blessed.
Yeah.
And, you know, thank God, you know, the ambulance came and made sure she was all right. They said she just passed out from the heat after being dehydrated.
Wow.
But, yeah, we're definitely going to continue blessing as we keep this tour going. And we also have an event coming up. I think it's Labor Day weekend. I'll be singing in as well, called Jesus in the Park here in Knoxville. Me and David Benton gonna go out there and represent.
See, we keep moving. We keep moving. We definitely keep on moving. So, and this ties right into our topic tonight. When we come back from the music break, we're going to talk about to whom much is given, much is required. And everything that we talked about today, we talked about how we got there. Everything that kind of prefaced this topic, it was all about what we're doing, but how we're getting there. And there's so much required. So I want you to stay tuned after the music break, because we're going to go right into our topic. To whom much is given, much is required. And when you identify with the fact that, because so many people want it. You know, people see us on tour, they see us flying out, they see us traveling different places, and they think, what can I do to get that? But I want to encourage you tonight that in Luke
to whom much is given, much is required. And we're going to talk a little bit about even our preparation. We're going to talk about our preparation for this tour. We're going to talk about what we learned even on this concert on the 30th, because what you guys saw might have been perfection. But when we got together, we started talking about how we can make it better for the next, right? And so right after the music break, we're going to talk about that. But we're going to give Coach David Benton a shout out and to his team. Listen, I don't know, like the Austin East Haru or whatever it is, G-Weezy, but shout out to the Austin East family. Shout out to the Austin East family. And we're going to go ahead and get to this music break, but please stay tuned because this topic is going to bless you tonight. So with that being said, y'all know it. Where the music at?
Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at?
My love song. many times in life do you question what God has for you? You know, for every purpose there's a plan. Well, I was that way too. And one day, I just decided to move. And I encourage you to do the same thing as I tell you a little bit about me. 17 with two babies outside. Nearly had me going crazy outside. I never thought I'd see the sunshine again. So I just kept on pushing, but you gave me life, you gave me hope, you gave me everything. You gave me life, you gave me hope. This is the song I sang. About the age of 27, I knew what I would be. What people didn't see in me, you saw a masterpiece. Growing up in this cold, cold world, walking around with so much shame. I wasn't popular in high school. People barely even knew my name.
But you gave me life. You gave me life.
You gave me hope.
You gave me hope.
You gave me everything.
Everything.
You
gave me life.
You gave me life.
You gave me hope.
You gave me hope.
You gave me everything.
Everything.
My mama worked so many jobs just to make ends meet. We never wanted for nothing.
No,
we always had a good
meal to eat.
Always thought we had it made by the clothes we wore. But she just kept on pushing us. She knew that there was so much in store. 17 with two babies, babies. Nearly had me going crazy. I never thought I'd see the sunshine again. So I just kept on pushing, but you gave me life, you gave me hope, you gave me everything. You gave me life, you gave me hope, this is the song I sang. I always knew life could be this good, just didn't know how I would get there. I always knew life could be this good. Just didn't know how I would get there.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
That's right. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Beyond the Radio. I'm your co-host, Shay Samuels. I am filling in with the others. That's G. Will and Miss Emma Neely for Coach David Benton, who is out in Vegas this weekend enjoying himself with his guys. And look, we're just going to hold it down. If you missed the first half of the show, we are talking about the Beyond the Fence Concert 2022 tour in Lithonia, Georgia. We've recapped New Jersey, and we're going to give a shout-out to our sponsors, Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight, who did an amazing job at the concert as the voice of God, but we called it the voice of Paula G. And let's pray for her. She will be going to Africa for a few weeks until the end of September with her family. keep her in prayer as she travels. And then for Let's Talk Business, that's Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC, a Beyond the Fence expansion company. If you are a new business or an existing business and you're looking to do something different with your business, look us up, Let's Talk Business. We are a group of coaches and business owners, ourselves, entrepreneurs, who have helped a number of people establish their business, reinvent their business, bring their vision to life. We help to create logos. We help to create mission statements. We help to realign corporate organizations, policies, procedures, you name it, we do it. So Let's Talk Business, and I guarantee you, you will be very happy about the service. As Coach David always says, we have a 100% success rate, and that is for those who follow the plan. Also, we cannot forget the DJ, DJ G Will, Beyond the Fence artist and DJ as well. Shout out to his Fleet family. If you're looking for a DJ, we want you to look G Will up. Make sure that you let him know that the Beyond the Fence, you heard it right here on Beyond the Radio. You can look him up at beyondthefence.org. And make sure if you have a concert coming up, if you have an event coming up. He's been doing weddings, and I've seen him do some exercise events. Listen, bring him out. That's me and my DJ voice. But we're going to go ahead and get back into the show. What an amazing time we're having already. Our topic tonight, Miss Alma and G Will, is to whom much is given, much is required. And the reason I thought this was a great topic for us is because it took us so much to get to where we were on July 30th. And even with all the work that we put in beforehand, we still saw opportunities to grow, right? And I did interviews even before the concert where people were asking me, how does someone get on the tour? How does someone get into a concert? Or how do people start tours? And as you both found out, it takes a lot of work. Yeah. It's one thing you're the person invited in to do something, but it's another when it's yours. And so you grow a fond respect for those who do this, promoters who put this kind of thing on. But to whom much is given, much is required. So I'm coming out of Luke 47 and 8. I want to read it down to the part that, and I'm reading this out of the Message version if you're following me, but it says in 47 through 48, it says, the servant who knows what his master wants and ignores it, does whatever he pleases, will be thoroughly thrashed. But if he does a poor job through ignorance, he'll get off with a slap of the hand. And so basically what that's saying is, if you know what the master, your master, whoever is asking you, let's say authority for the sake of this show tonight, any authority figure who's asking you to do something and you know for a fact you're going to ignore it and you do whatever you please, we know what happens. Pride comes before the fall, right? We have children that we say don't do something, and they do it. And we've been those children. What am I talking about? Yeah. I've been that child.
Right.
I have been that child. My mom says don't do something. I do it. And guess what? It doesn't end well. But if I do something and I just do a poor job at it, and Lucas says, but if he does a poor job through ignorance, he'll get off with a slap of the hand. But here's the part that I love, Ms. Alma and G. Will. It says, great gifts mean great responsibilities. Mm-hmm. And we know this scripture is to say, to whom much is given, much is required. But I'm reading it out of the Message version because it says, great gifts mean great responsibilities. But watch this. This is a semicolon, which means that this is finishing it out. Greater gifts, greater responsibility.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Ms. Alma, when I read that scripture to you in the Message version, I know that we know to whom much is given as much as required, but great gifts mean great responsibilities. Greater gifts, greater responsibility. Mm-hmm. What does that scripture mean to you?
Greater responsibility means more. God is expecting more out of you. And it's not like, for example, a little small task. He'll give you something bigger than before. So we are held responsible for whatever we have. It's your talent, whatever your wealth or your time, your whatever you're benefiting in or whatever you're doing, your knowledge, God is expecting you to me. God is expecting you to do a greater job. Much is required. Praise you.
Yes.
Much is demand from you to do. God is demanding you to do something greater and at your best. And so you are entrusted to do. God give you a requirement. He's entrusting it. He's instilling this in your hand for you to go forth and carry it on, to carry on his work. So that's what it means. The more you understand what God is doing and what he's giving you to do, the more authority he'll give you to do, and then he requires you and expects for you to do it.
Amen. Amen. G. Will, what does that scripture, that part of the scripture mean to you?
She just preached that thing.
it's
basically the same, just to piggyback. You know, God gives us talents, and the more that he gives us, and it's not that he's giving you cars and homes and stuff like that, but he's giving you a responsibility to be able to bring more people to the kingdom, because you're not just he's not going to give you this talent of singing, like just saying with me, you know, he's giving me the talent of singing. Then I should use that talent to elevate God, elevate him, and then bring people to the kingdom. Use the talent that he's given us. Even with wealth, when you're gaining wealth and you're not blessing people, you're being stingy with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like he gives you that promotion on the job. You get that promotion on the job, and or just, you know, you get a promotion on the job, and you just say you get $1 million a year. You should be blessing people that do not have, whether it's you're helping feed the hungry, helping clothe people, you know, just the homeless people, period. Give back to your community, you know, and you know, definitely give to your church, and just use those gifts that God gives you to represent the kingdom, to help build the kingdom.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's what much is given, much is required. Because if he gives the past the word, it's like, okay, you're given this word, and you need to give that word to the people, not just hold that word in. You know, minister to the folks. You know, help them grow. That's what I get from that verse.
I love it. And I think from my perspective, just coming from my perspective, I think too, as it pertains to the gifts, being a good steward of the gifts. You know, there's another version of the scripture that talks about being a good steward of that gift. And so I've said on past shows before that even as an artist, you know, working out is being a good steward of your gift. Conditioning your body is a good steward of the gift. Rehearsing, that's being a good steward of the gift. Investing in yourself, your brand, that's being a good steward of the gift. Knowing your word is being a good steward of the gift. And so what we don't realize is a lot of people want something without giving nothing. Right? Like,
absolutely.
We live in a world right now where people just want to pop up and do and be great at everything, but nobody's looking to do, you know, we have an expansion company. And within that expansion, I'm going to tell you, when we talk to people, what I've learned is people are going to give you what they know you want to hear. So when we talk to a prospective client, the first thing they want to tell us is all the good of their business. So we've developed something that's very, very intelligent on our part. We actually do the research on them beforehand. So whatever product you're offering, whatever service you have, we go before we even meet you, before we do our consultation with you, we go through what your customers would go through without you knowing it's us, right? And so what we found is a number of people hadn't done their research on their very product. They're selling it, but know nothing about it. So if there's going to be great reward, there has to be a great sacrifice that comes with that. So great gifts means great responsibilities. To me, that means you got to be mindful of what you're carrying.
Yes.
If somebody gave you a car for Christmas and somebody gifted you that car, that is a gift, right?
Yes.
You can't think because somebody actually bought the car that it's their responsibility to take care of it. Come on.
Right.
You bought me the car, so it's your responsibility to keep it washed, to keep it gassed up, to keep it maintenance. Is that fair to the person who gave you the gift?
No, it's not. If they don't. No,
G Will, what do you have to say about that?
Hey, you blessed me with something. Man, you bless me with a car. You best believe I'm going to take care of it. You know, because you
Come
have people that are that do not have a car. Now, I'm going to say this from experience. I know I've witnessed pastors come and bless, touch folks. You about to be blessed with a new car. And people asking for this new car. Okay. Now, when you say new car, that doesn't necessarily mean 2022. You're not, you know, not you're gonna get this brand new Mercedes, but you might get a new car. To me, would be a car that I do not have. If you bless me with a 2010, whatever, hey, it's new to me because it wasn't mine. I didn't have one.
Right.
And like I said, it's my responsibility to take care of it. I can't put that on you to. I say, Miss Alma, I'm gonna need y'all. I need tires. I need y'all to bless me with tires. Man, that right there is just dead wrong. But you have people that man, I asked God for a new car. Man, He gave me this 2010. What you? Huh? You
right.
Was walking, and now you're blessed with a vehicle.
Right.
Right. Hey, folks, something else. And they will do you like that now. They something else. For real. I've witnessed it. And
man,
because it ain't new. Like,
because it ain't new
walking.
But I mean,
you
there's responsibility that comes with that.
You're right.
Exactly. I have a I know a person that he told me out of his mouth. He said God would not bless me with a new vehicle because he know that I ain't going to take care of it. I said, look at you.
Come on.
I said, you done...
Look, with new vehicles, would you even know how to start it up? Look, we get into cars.
Right.
Sometimes we get rental cars. We don't even know how to start it up.
Can't start it up. Can't open the gas cap. You don't even know how to. Can't even unlock the door on that thing. You'd be like,
no,
hey,
pull up the
button on this remote.
Try to pull up the seat.
We get it sometimes like, what in the world? Where's the Toyota where we can just put the key in and put the gas? Look, the car stop and at the red light, we thinking the car stop, but it's the economy. But it is our responsibility at the end of the day, not only to be good stewards, but being good stewards means a multiple amount of things, a various amount of things in order for you to be a good steward of that gift. And so we just talked about this concert that we put on, and beforehand, there was a lot of practice that had to go into this, right? It wasn't just we showed up on July 30th, 2022, and said, we're here. Even the night before, we had to go in. And let me tell you, it costs. When you have a gift and you are you want to use these gifts for the kingdom, you want to use these gifts even at your job also, it puts you through trainings. Whenever you're trying to elevate in your job, they'll put you through certain trainings. So this scripture here, it should be blessing you to understand that, yes, I have a gift, but unless I'm a good steward of that gift, again, Luke 47 through 48 says at the end, great gifts mean great responsibilities. So you can have the gift, but if you cannot be responsible with that gift, it means nothing, especially to the body. If you are a pastor, I encourage you to truly get in your word. I've been at too many services as a psalmist where the pastor doesn't know the word. And then you don't have people going back to study to show themselves even approved in that word. You just take the pastor's word for it. Praise and worship leaders, learn your songs. And you might have to take a Monday, a Wednesday, a Thursday to just be in the basement, the garage, or even in your living room floor to just learn the music. To whom much is given, much is required.
Yes. Yes.
To whom much is given, much is required. What we have right now, Miss Alvin G. Will, we have a group of people or a body of people who are mimicking what they hear. It takes that one person to become a good steward and become responsible of that gift to break the barrier of what that looks like. So we can be repeating the same scripture day in and day out, or we can be repeating the same earthly thing that we hear day in and day out, and nobody would ever stop to think, I want to study what that word actually means. There's a lot of things that I've been taught that when I started doing my own research, found it not to be true.
Come on now.
So if you say we want to walk in wholeness, if we say that we want to set our captives free, we want to set our children free, we want to set ourselves free, we want to be whole, these are things that we're going to have to do because we might look at the talents as a gift, but we are also a gift.
Yes.
So when you look at it from that perspective, you got to see how important it is for you to study, to show yourself approved every single day. Know what you're talking about. Know what you're doing. When you decide to do a tour as big as we've done as independent artists, you got to know what's out there. You know, Coach David said to me even before when we after we did the concert, he goes, I want you to be sure that you look at the events that are happening in the area surrounding for any venue that we choose. Mm-hmm. Now, I've done that.
Yeah.
However, he made it a point to say, I need you to be sure that we check that. Why do you think that is, Miss Alma?
To make sure. A lot of people look at people as, especially those who are in music industry, they look at the other side of the people who are already in the industry that's been there a long time, that already out there on in the world. For example, I'm gonna give this example. For example, let's say B.B. Winders was coming to town and we're in town. Most of the people already know B.B. Winders. They're going to run to B.B. Winders concert before they get to our, they may not know too much about us, but they'll run to the people that they've been knowing for a long time before they try to get to know the new people. So it's good to check and see who's in town. See, you know, because when there's a lot of events going on, people are going to go where they want to go, of course, but it's like a damper. It would be a damper on the new people because everybody's trying to go to the bigger picture, the people who are already out there or who've been there a long time or who they well known. They'll try to go to their event before they come to people who they don't really actually know. So it's good to check and see what's going on in town. So it's good to see, make sure that day is really clear. There's nothing going on, so people that want to get out and go, they have somewhere to go.
Yes, that's right. That's right. And you got to remember, too, even like you said, something really good, being a good steward could even just be checking the weather to make sure that you're not going to have those hiccups. But we're coming to the close of our show. G-Will and Miss Alma, I want to thank you both for coming on and filling in for David tonight. This was a blast
for
us, and I pray that the people were blessed. G-Will, within this last minute that we do have, can you please bless the people with something inspirational for them to carry on for this week?
I would just say definitely, of course, you know, get in your word, listen to some music, preferably Beyond the Fence music that can inspire you, uplift you, and just take you to another level. I mean, because I know that music can take you different places. Music can make you want to go out and rob folk, make you want to go out here and get high, get drunk or whatever. But when you impart something that's blessed and something holy within your spirit, and it just uplifts you. And one thing that I don't know if anybody said at the beginning of the show, that we're smiling.
Just
have a positive attitude this week. Blessings upon everyone, and I mean just inspire somebody this week you know, give them a word of encouragement, a word of wisdom, and definitely keep smiling. Because that's what I'm doing right now. I'm smiling while I'm speaking on the end of the show.
I love it. You say
smiling.
Well, we want to thank everybody for coming on and listening tonight. Again, David Bent, we thank you for tuning in, although you're in Vegas. Probably, look, we're going to go get some sleep. He probably going to go out and still enjoy his day because they're a couple of hours behind us. But to the listeners, we want to say thank you for tuning in, and we pray that it bless you. And remember, to whom much is given, much is required. So make sure that you are really walking out your purpose, but you are studying to show yourself approved within that. So with that being said, where the music at? Where the music at?
Where the music at?
So while she's doing that, look, catch us every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Beyond the Radio. And make sure you connect with us on Facebook at Beyond the Radio as well, where you will find all of the recaps. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beyond the fence.
DB
Jones. Yes, sir. I got you.
True two.
You know I got you.
The Jewels.
Broski, you know I had to fly in on this one.
G Will.
You know what it is.
You see coming like this, didn't you?
The bigger they are, the harder they fall. My problems, God slaughtered them all, the harder I fall. Fighting like a scared cat, with her back against the wall. Slip, but I didn't fall, I adapted to the fall. Ignorance, I've been through it. That's why I don't want you to do it. I want to influence, I already prove it. You can be fan of a Judas, come at the end of the ruin. Who are we fooling? What are we proving? What are we doing? What are we building? What are we giving to some of our children? Built a team, not just the industry thing. We do more than this rapper thing. Beyond the fence, the family tree with the queen. We choose to worship with the king. And we protect the women by any means. And our children on everything.
When coming through the years, I want my own fight. No life, thinking everything is alright. Turn around and see my father in the light. Back in 03, that shit my whole life.
This evening, one father, one mother believing. No father on the life I'm weeping. They say things happen for a reason. I'm believing, we're fleeing. Still offer to life, I'm bleeding. I'm in the wrong place and thinking. Structures in my life do need it. Same friends, I'm a dumb KC. In the past, in the past, I leave it. I'm a man's mind, I'm clean. For Christ, where's the root cross, may meet it. In a brutal, I'm loose out in the heat. Said I'm a loser, I say that I'm meaning. I'm independent, I'm left with a team. That's why I'm out with Lord, still receiving. But Colorado, I'm still receiving. But never stops, and I know I keep preaching once or twice. I never will be this blue with the floor, I won't be defeated.
Swag so magnificent, due to the omnipotent. Yes, you know it's heaven sent. Call me George Jefferson. I'm walking in your glory if I keep my eyes focusing. Never turn away from the one who first loved me, man. I go by She Will, I'm in the building, man. Good looking on the handoff, the game just advanced. My focus so clearly beyond 2020. Thanks to BDF, there's a new addition to the family.
What I got in my music, principal purpose, I'm nothing to use it. Bruising, approving, I'm winning, I'm losing. Something my dudes exposed to delusion. The BDF revolution, wake up, ain't no more illusion. Concert through the union, we appreciate your contribution. Awaken a sneak of time to find our bad it hurts. Conduct with metal, touch
it, make it commit.
Bring it together for the better men. Bring it together, be better men. All of the people in Chile, just raid on school veterans. Take over the nation, Taliban. Hold up the world with one hand. Choose your division, it's intense. Looking at watching beyond the
fence. We are beyond the fence.
With this one and I seen I've been drafted. Armors been fitted and heavily crafted. Run to the battle through fire I blast. I do this for real, pretend it's a strategy. Do this a classic. Read the back of the book, there's a test and I easily pass it. All the sacrifice, the training, the blood and the tears, I laugh it. Yeah, I'm a cast. I wanna speed it up. The label say slow it down. I skip my medication, tripolar, traveling the speed of sound. I'm lost and now I'm found. Love you on the way up and they hate you on the way down. And it's never about the setting, it's the jewels that's in your crown. Shush.
We are beyond.